96.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton, your host. My co-host is Jim Davis.
I'm Jim Davis, yes. With a voice again.
There you go. You can actually hear Jim Davis. This is good. And joining us in the studio today is Ken Morrow, who's going to be talking about different types of Second Amendment issues. Good afternoon, Ken. Glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate that.
If you've been listening to the show for a few weeks, you will notice that we often have some kind of Second Amendment issue on the table.
It's a big issue.
It is a huge issue, and I am a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I am a firm believer that without the Second Amendment, all of your other rights go right out the window. And, history is replete with proof of that.
There's just no way to protect the other rights without the Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. So we are going to be talking about those issues. Wanted to talk about some bills that are already being prepared for Tallahassee this year. Session will start again in January of 2020. And, in Florida, our sessions only end for 60 days. Only last for 60 days. So it's January, middle January to the middle of March. And bills are being prepared now. We're getting into committee weeks already in Tallahassee with the state legislators traveling to Tallahassee, sitting in committee meetings, determining really which bills are going to be put forth for real discussion. There are, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 bills every year that are prepared, that are submitted by various legislators, and a very, very small percentage of those bills actually see the light of day and actually get a final vote on the floor of the House and Senate.
Because I'm only a bill.
That's right, only a bill. So those are the kinds of things that we will be talking about really, truly, on a regular basis. But before we do that, before we get into those topics, I know you've probably heard about the hurricane till you're blue, but I don't think you can do a show without saying how grateful we are about
what
happened.
Thank you.
It is truly, truly amazing that all the damage that was done in the Bahamas. And to skirt by us in Melbourne, a friend in Melbourne said that, they didn't get any major damage from hurricane, but they had tornado warnings.
Wow.
Tornadoes were dropping. The sirens went off almost unending all night long.
Oh, my.
Another advantage to being the furthest west on the East Coast.
That's exactly right. It's amazing that little scoop in there, and it makes all the difference in the world. And the Gulf Stream, it's like, yeah, okay, carry that peppy away. But we are extremely fortunate in that, we had as little damage, really almost as little impact at all. We were all kind of amazed. Did you get rain at all?
Yeah, we over on the west side, we got rain, but we didn't even get any limbs on the ground.
Yeah.
The afternoon after the hurricane was supposed to come through at 2:00,
mm-hmm.
I was in the backyard and I was preparing the backyard to plant vegetables. That's just how easy it was for us.
That's actually incredible. I was jokingly, but it was true. We didn't have limbs down. Actually, where I live, over in the Arlington, East Arlington area, that we've got so many of the old oak trees. They're just packed in there, and some pine trees in between. And we've lived here now for 17 years. We have never, ever had a named storm. Regardless of its category or tropical storm, we've never had a named storm without losing power, ever.
Yeah.
And it didn't even flicker.
We didn't even get a flicker either.
Yeah, it was really, truly shocking and amazing. So I think we were absolutely blessed. And then after it skirted by us with nothing, looking toward the Carolinas, they're facing a lot of...
They've already announced there are like 100, 200 people on Orokook Island mm-hmm. that decided to ride out the storm. And they're still riding out the storm. So,
yeah.
And it's been tough. But I think one thing we have to do, if anybody has an opportunity, there are several organizations right now that are working toward.
Yes, there are. There are several organizations. And you know, we always want to caution people about making sure that the organizations that are collecting money are
legitimate
and your money is going to where you want it to
All your money is going where you want
it. And a lot of us have specific feelings about even some of these so-called legitimate organizations
right.
where they have some interesting donations and interesting salaries and interesting... Anyway, there are certain places where I just don't recommend people to go. The one that I totally recommend and the one that we posted on the Battleground News Facebook page is the Salvation Army.
Yes.
And you can go to the helpsalvationarmy.org. It's helpsalvationarmy.org. And when you get to that page, if you can indicate that you're interested in a donation, and there's a drop down, and you can say whether or not you want your money to go to the Bahamas or to the Carolinas. And we were so blessed here. We don't have to spend a ton of money replacing windows, getting trees picked up out of the front lawn. We don't have trees down on houses, and yet there are other places where there are no houses.
And if you need some ice, I have plenty at my house.
Okay, everybody, if you need ice, go to Jim's.
I did see one picture though. There was a tree that fell across from Mercedes. It was terrible.
Not here.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, somebody hated that Mercedes, I'll tell you. Out of the entire
this
Northeast
was a big
Florida.
Oak tree, too.
I smell a rat.
Yeah, really?
I smell insurance fraud.
Yeah, this seems interesting. Yeah, you can see where the chainsaw cut through the bottom.
I don't know how that happened.
Must have been the storm.
And like for Clay County, we lost 38 customers with no electricity for that whole storm.
Wow.
38?
Yeah, it's really tough. Wow. And Black Creek did not flood over this year.
That's
amazing.
That's incredible.
Right,
that's incredible. They never had to close any of the bridges around here.
We were very, very lucky, though.
Unbelievably
and,
so.
And, you know, the hurricane season, the peak is next week, and the season doesn't end till November.
Yes, so. Thank you. Yes, that's true. The season does not end till November, so who knows what.
But the true criteria on if a storm is really bad is whether or not the Waffle House closes.
you told me that he called me the day of the hurricane. He said, "Are you going out to eat?" And I said, "I don't think there is anything open." And he said, "Oh,
Waffle
yeah.
House.
Check out the Waffle House." I'm like, "Okay.
All right."
Oh my gosh. Man. So anyway, make sure that if you can and you are so inclined, help those who really had an incredible disaster, as opposed to us. Go to helpsalvationarmy.org and make your donation there. We know it's going to the right place, and we know that the Salvation Army is an organization that truly, most of the money does indeed go to the kind of expenses and help and supplies that are necessary, and they're not going to lofty salaries and that kind of thing. So
they do what you expect them to do.
They really do, and it's a great organization. So again, helpsalvationarmy.org. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple of other things. We've got a break coming up in 30 seconds. Music has started.
Dun, dun, dun.
Real shout out to
we're
the
We're a little
US
laid
Coast
back.
Guard.
You know, this is such a weird week, and nobody even knows what day it is. People are like, is this Friday? Really? Honest to God. So it's a strange week, but we're still here. We are going to be talking about some really good things. So stay tuned for us. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Karen Morton, and I'm here to tell you about the next exciting evening coming up at the Duval Trump Club. We are meeting on Saturday, September 21st. The speaker that's coming in, Colonel Steve Rogers.
President Donald Trump understands that we are embarking upon a great struggle. And that struggle, ladies and gentlemen, is for the heart, the soul, and the spirit of the United States of America.
Colonel Rogers is the president of America Winning Coalition, but he's also a member of the advisory board to Donald J. Trump 2020. It's going to be an exciting evening. Come and find out what's happening in the national campaign and what we can do to help out. Our previous events have sold out. You can register for free on Eventbrite. Just look up Steve Rogers in Jacksonville, and there will be a contribution of $20 at the door. This includes the presentation and dinner. Don't miss the next Duval County Trump Club meeting on Saturday, September 21 at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneval Road in Jacksonville. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
The idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to Battleground News on WBOB.
That was Rinaldus Magnus.
Rinaldus Magnus. Okay.
Hello.
One of the greats. Like I said, this has been a very strange week. I think everybody thinks that. Half of us couldn't remember that today was Friday, much less anything else.
Well, that was the most stressful hurricane in one way because it was so long and drawn out. Now it's moving northeast now towards off of Canada and then in the Atlantic. It's moving at 21 miles an hour, finally.
Whoa.
I mean, here it was, what, 8 miles an hour when it went by here? It
because
was stalled over the Bahamas
because
and
this is
messing
right
up Grand Bahama.
There was one point when it was 1 mile per hour, it stalled.
Yeah, that's right. It finally stalled. They were right about it. You know, God bless the fact that technology is the way it is because in the old days, that sinking air in front of a hurricane made it clear like it is kind of today.
Right.
And then the next day, wham.
Poof. Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened in Galveston, Texas, many, many years ago. Killed many people.
Ah, I remember that.
I think
many, many, many years ago.
I think that was the island right near Houston, right?
Yep.
Galveston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Galveston,
Texas. Well, Houston got hit pretty bad too the last couple of times.
Yeah, well, that hurricane.
Yeah, this, we're talking about.
What was that, Harvey? What that was that the one that was stalled over Houston, and it just kept raining and raining and raining, and
yes,
and it flooded.
And Houston doesn't do
area.
Well with water anyway, so right. Yeah, they were the whole city was totally flooded up.
But after, the Louisiana National Guard does.
But after Katrina, a lot of the people abandoned New Orleans and they went to Houston.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks for bringing that with you.
Really? Oh goodness. So yes, I don't know. The voice you have been listening to, and I'm sorry, AJ, I should have introduced you with everybody else. Is AJ our engineer, our producer? And the man that
or
you
something
will,
like that.
The voice you will hear as you call in. Anybody who wants to join in this fray is welcome to do so. You can give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And, you know, like I said, jump in because goodness knows what we're going to be talking about next. But I did want to mention to everyone that we've been getting a lot of requests from people saying, when is the next Trump Club? When is the next Trump Club? When is the next Trump Club? And that's...
Hey, Karen, when is the next Trump Club?
Hey, see? Well, this is exactly what
Trump
I mean.
Club?
Ta-dum-dum. Gosh, it's getting bad. The next Duval County Trump Club meeting is going to be on Saturday, September 21st. It is at the Salem Center. 7235 Bonneval Road here in, actually, same building that the studios are located in. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Salem Center, it's just off of JTB and I-95. Pretty easy to get to. And especially on a Saturday night, you don't have to deal with 5 o'clock traffic or anything like that. The event is going to be held with a very, very special speaker. His name is Steve Rogers. And Steve is a fascinating guy. He is a member of the Donald J. Trump for President 2020 Advisory Board.
Imagine that.
So he's actually very, very plugged in to what's happening in Washington, D.C., what's happening with the campaign, what's happening with the president. And he's going to fill us in on where we are and what still needs to be done. He's also the president of an organization called America Winning Coalition. Can't imagine where he got that. Winning, we're winning. He's a former member of the FBI Joint Task Force, military intel officer, and a Fox News contributor. Actually, I have seen him quite a bit recently on Fox News because, unfortunately, with his FBI task force background, he's worked with Homeland Security as well. He is called into Fox News on a pretty regular basis whenever there's some kind of mass shooting, and so as an expert witness there, an expert in that field. So he's a very interesting guy, has a fascinating background, but. Again, he is a member of Donald Trump's advisory board for the campaign, and we're really, really looking forward to having him. He's a great speaker. I think everybody will enjoy it. So, again, it is Saturday, September 21, at the Salem Center, and you can go to the Facebook page for Duval Trump Club. Just look up Duval Trump Club. It should just scroll down a little bit till you see the event for Steve Rogers, and there's a link that'll take you directly to a tickets page, or you can go to eventbrite.com and just put in Steve Rogers and it'll pop right up for you. So we look forward to having everybody. There will be $20 at the door, or if you go online to buy tickets, again, $20. But that is not just attendance, but it also includes your dinner. So come on out, have a great time. One of the nice things about the Trump Club being on a Saturday is that people can kind of make a, what did you call it, Jim, a date night out of it?
It's a date night, you know.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
You know, Friday night you go to football with your kids. Saturday night you go out with the person you love, and you can come out and you can fellowship with patriots, fellow
exactly.
patriots.
Exactly. And it should be, we think we'll have a huge crowd there on Saturday night, but it should be a fascinating evening. I think everybody will have a very, very good time. So come on out. Like Jim said, join your fellow patriots and find out what's happening with the campaign.
Always a good time.
It is indeed. It is indeed. We were talking about... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was trying to remind you.
I know. It has been such a strange week. I feel like I'm in slow motion. I just like the Dorian, I'm in slow motion all week long. I don't know what's wrong with me. We have Marty on the line.
Marty.
And Marty, thanks for calling in today. Good to talk with you. How you doing today?
Well, thank you for brightening up my Fridays by giving me your lovely program. I wanted to touch on a few things. First of all, the fact that we were spared, it's not luck, it's a blessing. Thank God, yes. And it's a blessing. Anybody that says we're lucky, I want you to go to the gambling place. That's where luck takes prominence, whatever. But this was a blessing from God, okay? So
it was.
Praise God. Okay, indeed. Listen, what I wanted to say is I know before the hurricane that my lovely county here, unlike New Orleans, they took a lot of school buses and they stationed them on high ground. And I want to make reference to, even though, believe it or not, Ray Nagin, who was the mayor of New Orleans, he was a supporter of George Bush W. So I don't know if you're aware of that. But
I was not aware. Wait a minute. Ray Nagin supported W?
If you want to look it up, he was a supporter of Bush, even though he was a Democrat. But, I mean, I feel for New Orleans, there are a few things I want to touch on. First of all, the city left the school buses. They didn't evacuate them like my county did.
And your county is St. John's County.
St. John's County, very well run. I've been here for 26 years. And so, anyway, they left the buses in New Orleans, and the buses got swamped and they got ruined. Right. There was a lot of people injured. But the thing that it really got me was there was a lot of looting. And when you don't have electric, you don't really need a television. And so every time we do have a hurricane, when we really get hit, I usually call up a program like yours and I go, similar to the Clara Pella advertisement years ago, where's the beef? I go, where was the looting? And I know that our lovely governor called out the National Guard or whatever. Mm-hmm. All of these things were proactive steps. And we didn't, as they say in Brooklyn, we didn't have no looting. So this is what happens. I wonder what would have been the scenario if we had Mr. Gillum, if he had become governor. He probably would have said, look, people are looting, but they're hungry. You can't eat TV.
Yeah, you got a good point.
So I just praise Governor DeSantis. He did the right thing. And you know what? Before him, Matthew and Irma, Governor, now Senator Rick Scott, also called out the National Guard.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
There was no looting over here. So people, be thankful for what we have now. And again, vote Republican and DeSantis and Donald Trump when he's on his
third
term. As whatever, these guys know what they're doing. Yeah. But anyway, thanks to your program. And keep some batteries. I have battery radios.
There you go.
Wind-up radios, so I'll never be without the Karen Morton Show. On
Oh, my gosh.
This was not a paid political announcement.
Yeah, really. I have nothing to say for that. I don't know. Thank you, Marty, so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, Marty always has a good point, but something that we should definitely do is thank Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis really was prepared. He had everything in line, everything in place, and certainly I know in the last couple of years we had on previous broadcasts we had talked about at that point Governor Scott who was just phenomenal in emergency preparedness. So Governor DeSantis, yep. I, you know what? Even was it the Tampa Bay Times or the Sentinel, the Orlando Sentinel, the editorial board came out and praised Governor DeSantis. Now that is a shocker.
That's huge.
That's amazing. Anyway, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Talk
600 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Okay, guys, we're running into some technical problems here because we did have a computer, and apparently we've been talking about Dorian, so it overloaded. But what we're going to do is we're just going to continue the conversation, and that way we'll stay on the radio here.
All right.
Sorry for and I'll take care of this in the background, and if you guys can continue on, we'll just do what we're going to do.
Just tell us when to get on.
That sounds great. All right. Sorry about that, folks, but you're back with Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Hi there.
And our guest in the studio, Ken Morrow.
Hello.
And of course, our producer and engineer, AJ. Apparently, we were talking about how blessed we were. Something just went kablooey with the computers, and the ads aren't running and that kind of thing. So, That's, you know, so we're just going to keep right on talking. We've got a guest that's going to be calling in just a minute or so, and she might be on her way now. She's going to be talking about another event that's coming up here in Jacksonville on Thursday, September 19th, and that is with Judge Jeanine Pirro coming into Jacksonville, and that's very exciting. Judge Jeanine was here last year for a Duval Republican Party event, and she did an excellent job. But she has a new book coming out, and she's on tour, and most people have not had an opportunity yet to get the book or hear about it. So she's coming to Florida. I'm pretty sure it's her first tour out with the book, and she will be coming to Jacksonville. So again, that date is Thursday, September 19th, and it's going to be a great night. We're going to be at the University of Florida Herbert Center, the Adam W. Herbert Center. It's easy to find. This is what I love about UNF. You go to UNF, I always get lost there. I know it's a big circle, but it doesn't matter. I can never find anything at UNF.
Can't find the right spot in the circle.
Yeah. And then parking and walking, and you can't figure out where you are. But the Herbert Center is right on the very edge of the campus. It's not in the center at all. It's right off of Kernan Boulevard. So it's easy to get to. You take JTB to Kernan and pull right into the campus from the backside.
Easiest building to find.
It really is. You pull into the campus and it's right there on your left-hand side, and it's a beautiful building too. We've been out there before a couple of times. We've been there with the biggest thing that we've done some candidate forums and things of that nature, but a couple of years ago on January 20th for the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, while they were having the balls in Washington, D.C., we had our own inaugural ball right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
At this location, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. We were able to have the Chris Thomas Band there. Yep. I thought the Chris Thomas Band was better than the ones they had playing in D.C. He's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. We had three giant screens. The one above the band, we could put up whatever we wanted to. And then on the two giant screens on each side of the band, we were able to show what was actually happening in Washington, D.C. from the live feed. So people could see everything that was going on. And when the president arrived and was dancing with the first lady and all of that, we could see all of that live and still be at our own inaugural ball. So we had a great time. And that's the facility we're going to be in. So right now, we do have our guest on the call-in line here, and this is Annie Marie Delgado, and Annie is the president of Trump Team 2020 Florida. And Annie, welcome to Battleground News. We're really,
Annie,
really glad to have you today.
And a good afternoon to you all. I'm glad to be with the Battleground, absolutely. Battleground every day.
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Indeed it is. Hence our name. Florida is Battleground State.
Battleground.
So, yes. Exactly. Exactly. And nobody knows that better than Annie Marie Delgado, I'll tell you. You have been through your share of battles on behalf of President Trump, and you continue to fight every day for him.
And yes, I do.
Yes, you do. It is amazing. You know, Annie, if you could, can you have, before we get into the event, you have a daily prayer line that... Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you tell people about that and how they can call into the prayer line?
I'd be more than happy to. And thank you so very much for asking me that, because that's how I start my day each and every day.
Yes.
Is centered and in the presence of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Our prayer line, we have it from Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do it on Sunday at 9 o'clock,
okay,
Eastern Standard Time, and the telephone number is area code 605-313-4154, and then you put the access code in. The prompt, it'll prompt you to put the access code in, and that access code is 224928, and then the pound sign.
Got it.
I am so delighted to be able to say that this prayer line, you know, during the 2015-2016 campaign, we had a prayer every Monday, and Mr. Trump, candidate Trump at the time, would be on, and we were pretty much from all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And after the election was over, I really missed it. I missed that prayer time. And so I started it way back, and we have grown tremendously. We have so many wonderful, wonderful people that come on, not every day, every now and then, Vita King, Carson, just so many different people
Wow.
that have come to our prayer line and pray with us. And at this point in time, and this time, it is so vitally important to pray for this president and this administration, his family, Melania, and the children.
You know, Annie, that... I believe that that's what has preserved him for these last 2.5-3 years.
It's- yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We truly believe, I can speak for myself, you know, certainly I know my prayer team, and I know that I'm not only speaking for myself, but I will speak for myself, that I truly believe he has indeed been anointed to save this nation, not only this nation, but many others, and I think he's doing a darn heck of a good job.
Absolutely.
Here, here. Here, here.
Absolutely. I'm just going to repeat this one more time. That prayer line is 605-313-4154, and the access code is 224928 and the pound sign. So during the
Correct.
Week, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and on mm-hmm. Sunday, 9 a.m. So at,
yes.
thank
yes.
you.
Monday through Friday, we open the lineup for personal prayer requests. If someone, as the Lord leads their heart, if they have, you know, a family member or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have prayers for other individuals as well, whoever it may be.
Okay.
But on Sunday, it is only specifically, and it's just a short period of time. We only do it for about 15-20 minutes on Sunday, so we can be respectful of folks that need to go to their prospective churches, synagogues, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so that on Sunday specifically just for the president, but Monday through Friday, it's all of us. And we have seen amazing over and over how many times the Lord has answered our prayers and shown us. It's just beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What a blessing to everyone. So please, if you can, if you're so inclined, call into the prayer line, because you like Annie said, it's the way you start your day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
It's different. indeed. So we having fun this beautiful Friday afternoon?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure out where I am and what's going on. I don't know. This is such a weird week. But
is this really Florida?
Yeah, really. But I'm really glad. Thank you so much for the prayer line information. And I'm very excited about the event that you are actually bringing to us in Jacksonville. Because as president of Trump Team 2020 Florida, you managed to get Judge Jeanine Pirro to appear in several locations in Florida, including Jacksonville.
Yes, indeed. Actually, it's a great honor for me. You know, I have an amazingly beautiful, wonderful relationship with the judge, and she is quite the trooper. She's a spitfire, is what I call
to
her.
Say the least.
Well, you know, the first person that called me spitfire was back in the 80s, which was Donald J. Trump. When I worked for him on a project in Palm Beach County. It was the Trump Plaza on Flagler Drive. And so I've heard that word before, but I'm honored to be able to say that, yet again, because last year I did have the honor of bringing her to Trump Team 2020 Florida. Mm-hmm. And that was her first book, which was Lies, Leak as Liberals.
Right.
And I guess I did a good enough job. They called me back. And
hey, it's always a good sign if you're in sales.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. Can you do this again? Exactly. So I'm so honored. I really, truly am. Because especially with everything that's going on, we do have a Florida tour, which now includes from Pensacola, Escambia County, Jacksonville, and beautiful Duval County.
Yeah.
Then down to the Villages and Sumter County, and then down to Vero Beach and Indian River County. And we're so delighted and excited to be able to have this opportunity to bring forth her second book.
Yes.
And we will have indeed an autographed book for each ticket purchaser, holder, and they have opportunities to do VIP and get a photo, and then there's the gold ticket opportunity to have a round table private meeting with her. So
right.
This is really exciting, very exciting.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And I think, I know for a fact, you put her in front of a group of people and get Judge Jeanine talking. I don't think there's anybody that will disagree with me that it's going to be a fascinating evening.
Yeah, she's an impressive lady, to be sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Indeed. Well, there's no fuss, no muss, you know, no mess, no, you know, it's right to the point. It's the truth. It's the fact, as the facts should be out there. And Lord knows we have way too much of fake news. So it's so enlightening and delightful to hear real news.
Exactly. And she definitely doesn't pull any punches. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Although there are some that can't handle the truth.
Good line. I like that one. Oh, my goodness.
I would have to say I'm right on to that line.
Oh, gosh. So she's going to be here, and you will be here with her, which is wonderful. If you come out to the event on – this is Thursday – January 19th.
September 19th.
Yep, I told you.
Where are you at?
I don't know when it is. It's coming up.
Still at the inaugural ball.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Post-hurricane delirium.
My brain is just
and
not
And it's going
engaged.
To actually be in Jacksonville, Florida also.
Right? Yes, okay. It actually will be in Jacksonville, Florida. It's Thursday, September 19th at the UNF Adams W. Herbert Center. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. As Annie said, we've got regular general admission tickets, and everybody gets a copy, an autographed copy of the book. But we also have tickets for the VIP with your, you know, meet and greet and your photos with the judge. And for our special sponsors, we do have a round table, a private round table with the judge. So you
that's
can't.
The gold ticket. That's the gold ticket.
It is.
It gets you that private time with her. And, you know, the one thing I will say is that this is the first time that I'm doing the round table.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot tell you how many people in all these different chapters. Trump Team 2020 Florida has chapters all around the state of Florida.
Yes.
And there's a very good valid reason for that, because we are the we people. We the People movement. Trump Team 2020 Florida is the We the People movement. Mm-hmm. We do not want to listen to the nonsense and the infighting and,
right,
you know, this and that. No, none of that. And we have a tremendous, tremendous amount of folks that are buying those gold tickets that want to have that one-on-one, that want to really know the truth of what the things are really happening behind the scenes.
Annie, you want to hold on for us?
Yeah, she does.
All righty. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Karen Morton, and I'm here to tell you about the next exciting evening coming up with the Duval Trump Club. We are meeting on Saturday, September 21st. The speaker that's coming in, Colonel Steve Rogers.
President Donald Trump understands that we are embarking upon a great struggle. And that struggle, ladies and gentlemen, is for the heart, the soul, and the spirit of the United States of America.
Colonel Rogers is the president of America Winning Coalition, but he's also a member of the advisory board to Donald J. Trump 2020. It's going to be an exciting evening. Come and find out what's happening in the national campaign and what we can do to help out. Our previous events have sold out. You can register for free on Eventbrite. Just look up Steve Rogers in Jacksonville, and there will be a contribution of $20 at the door. This includes the presentation and dinner. Don't miss the next Duval County Trump Club meeting on Saturday, September 21 at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneval Road in Jacksonville. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
Yes.
I love when he said that in that joint session.
That's incredible.
I love watching the patriots applaud and the communists and the socialists sit there and frown.
That's what we are. We are patriots with a purpose. That,
exactly.
I loved that.
Is that an incredible Trump quote? Ah.
Yes, it certainly is. But I don't know if you realize that your mic is hot.
Yeah, no, only to you when you're on hold. Yeah, yeah. So welcome back. We're done with our commercials. We're back to Battleground News, and on the line is Annie Marie Delgado, who is president of the Trump Team 2020 Florida. And Annie is bringing Judge Jeanine Pirro to Jacksonville, Florida on Thursday, September 14. So,
19th.
I'm sorry. God. Ugh. You know what? I'm going to let somebody else do this.
Remember that. September 19th.
Thank you.
In Jacksonville.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
think about it like this. 919.
You've got Dorian lag.
I got something lag. I don't know what is wrong with my brain. Okay, well, so Annie, you take it from here, Annie. Go.
All right. Well, let me say one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
It is September the 19th.
Thank you.
At a wonderful, wonderful venue that has had many other wonderful events there. And I tell you that we are going to continue Trump Team 2020 Florida with all of its chapters around the state of Florida. We are going to continue to bring some amazing folks. And I have for our next month's meeting and our event as we move into the season. Season, of course, picks up and starts November and then it moves on. And we have some very exciting folks that will be joining us month by month. And the one most important thing that we do and needs to be understood by the general populace and your listeners is the fact that it is so vitally important to make sure that you are registered to vote and to get that voter registration, make sure your address, if you moved, that you notify your local supervisor of elections office and update your address. We're doing training sessions, voter registration training sessions across the state.
Yes.
It's vitally important because there's only one way. When I ask people, how do you win an election? There's only one answer to that question, and that is you have to have more voters than your opponent.
There you go.
You got to have more voters than they can make up.
Actually, more votes as well.
That's a very true statement there. Indeed, you know, we don't have enough conservatives dead, but
really,
and we live too long.
We don't make them up either. But what we do is with integrity and ethics, and we make sure that we get folks out there. Now, here's the most important part about what Trump Team 2020 Florida does:
mm-hmm.
is that we don't just reach out to Republicans. Okay,
right.
We reach out to Democrats. We reach out to the NPAs, no party affiliations, because Democrats are walking away from this crazy, crazy socialism, communism that the Democrat Party now represents, which is nothing compared to JFK and his party as Democrats. So I hear this on a daily basis. I get phone calls from literally all around this country mm-hmm. and outside of this country as well. And so it's vitally important that we realize and understand that our main goal, we are a grassroots organization whose doors are wide open to folks that realize that they no longer can look at their Democrat Party and really believe and say, are you kidding me, folks? Do you really want us to do this? So we have to make sure that we have our doors open to welcome all.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. And this is the reason why Trump Team 2024 is growing as fast as it is, because we do not have that ability if we are constrained by saying, oh, well, we're Republicans. We can't talk to Democrats or.
Oh, no.
Right.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, and this is why we exist.
Exactly.
And we are the fastest and biggest, fastest growing grassroots organization, and we are certainly the largest Trump Club organization in the state of Florida. We have thousands of members, thousands and thousands across the state.
Yes, yes. And you know, we're gonna have to wrap up here in just a minute, but I really want to thank you for everything that you're doing on behalf of Donald Trump and trying to get us on the right road in Florida. We are very proud to have the Duval County chapter of Trump Team 2020 Florida right here, and we will be participating in a lot of the events and special speakers that you are able to bring into Florida during the next year and a half, so and ongoing from that point. So I really want to thank you very much for calling in today, Annie.
I thank you so very much for having me.
Oh, I appreciate it. And everybody, again, let's see if I can get this right this time. Judge Jeanine Pirro in Jacksonville, Thursday, September 19th. And to get tickets, all you need to do is go to eventbrite.com and search for Judge Jeanine in Jacksonville. It'll pop right up. Judge Jeanine, it'll pop right up.
Precisely. Amen. Thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for keeping America great.
Thank you for coming.
Have a blessed weekend.
Calling.
You too. All right. I love her.
You're
I gotta
awesome.
Tell you, Annie is an amazing lady. I met her, I don't even know, a few years ago. And she's incredible.
She's a spitfire.
She is. She is a spitfire. I can see why she and Janine are friends because, oh, my goodness. Anyway, we so appreciate it. Wanted to get back to just for a minute with Ken Morrow. We really didn't get to a lot of the information about the Tallahassee gun grab bills that are coming up, but you can kind of go through them kind of quickly
sure,
for us, because we will be covering this on ongoing shows. We've got, as I said, the session starts in January, so we've got a ways to go, but we will be talking about these in depth.
And just go through this real quickly. You have HB 47, which is a risk protection order. That's a Democratic bill. SB 94, transfer of firearms, which is actually another Democratic bill. There's also SB 134, preemption of firearms and ammunition, which is a Democratic bill. And also in the House side, HB 6009, preemption of firearms and ammunition. What they're basically trying to do is take away the state's preemption rights and set up separate municipalities, cities, and counties with their own gun laws. That's wrong.
It's very wrong. Anything that they can do to chip away at the provisions of the Second Amendment, they are going to try.
Now, from a positive standpoint, we have two strong Republicans in the House. HB 6001, license to carry concealed weapons or firearms, by Anthony Sabatini. And also HB 6003, firearms, which repeals the red flag law as presented by Representative Mike Hill.
Okay. All right. So we have quite an agenda coming up, folks. And I think that we have a lot of strong Second Amendment proponents here in Northeast Florida. It's not, you know, you don't have to be, you know, gun crazy, if you will, to be a Second Amendment proponent. It's much more than just owning a gun or going out and hunting. It's matter of fact, that has very little to do with it. It's about the ability to protect yourself
from an overreaching
exactly.
government. From an overreaching government.
Exactly. And so we are going to be talking about it, but we're going to be doing more than that. We are going to be involved in different activities that will help to
promote.
Lobby, if you will, or promote or advocate for a strong Second Amendment. We will work as much as often as we can, as hard as we can, to defeat these Democrat bills, because it is absolutely frightening what they are trying to do.
And one thing you can do, you can actually write to your senators in Florida, and also your House representatives in Florida, and tell them to oppose and support some of these bills.
Okay. And very, very quickly, John, you're on the line. I see you there. We got 1 minute. What you got, John?
Hi, Karen. Great program.
Thank you.
What I'd love to do is get everyone to support the beaches business. Businesses that were so horribly impacted by what I considered a fairly premature mandatory evacuation. And these guys took a horrible hit on a big, big, big weekend. Mm. So if you possibly can, support the beaches businesses, help them make up a little bit of what they really took a monster hit over on the weekend.
You know, that's an excellent point. John, thank you so much for saying that. He's right. So many of these businesses that would have been doing a bang-up job, and they were closed down for a week. So go support your businesses at the beaches. Go support your small businesses that lost money. Be back on Monday, 5 o'clock, right here on WBOB Battleground News.